Welcome back to Becoming Virtually Free, the podcast, with host me, Amy Damone, and today's guest, Michelle Marie Little. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. I'm super excited to talk to you today because we're going to be talking about a transition in business that you don't see too often, and that's from coach to virtual assistant. So I see it a lot where it's your virtual assistant or social media manager or a done for you service provider, and then you transition to more strategy or coaching because it's easier. You don't have to do the dirty work kind of thing, but you went the other way. And I'm really excited to talk to you about that because like obviously virtual assistants are my thing. And then also just to, you know, talk about your journey and all that fun stuff. So to start the show off, why don't you just talk a little bit about yourself and your business and how you got started in online business?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm a bit different because I've literally gone the other way. That most people want to be like, start off as a VA, then go, like you say, into the other side of things. And I've just gone like complete reverse and gone back. So I have about a 12-year background. I know I don't sound like I'm that old, but I do have, I'm about 30, I've turned 35 in January, so I've lived a little bit. So I started off in the insurance industry. So I left college, I went into doing like the administration side of things, then went into the sales side of things, and I, by the end of it, I was kind of managing property schemes and working for the director as a personal assistant at the same time. So I got to that stage where I was like dealing with a lot of work and learning how to like manage it all. So that's where the kind of personal assistant side of it came in, and I really enjoyed that aspect of like just helping people like organize things. I love organizing other people. I'm not that organized in my own stuff, which is why I have an assistant. But yeah, an assistant with an assistant. But I need that in my business because I am not an organized person for my own stuff. So I kind of went through that journey, and then I ended up going to a different firm where I was actually someone's full-time assistant. So his job was to actually go out and get the business, and my job was to like manage his diary, my diary, his clients, oncoming clients that were coming in, all his renewal stuff, his phone calls, my phone calls, just 24/7 while I was working for him. So after that period, I then met my, well, I'd kind of met my husband already, so we were about to get married. He's in the military, so I left that job to then become in a military wife. And found myself like thinking, well, what do I do? I can't work anywhere like the business that I was doing because we're in the middle of nowhere, and we could like move within 3 years because we're always kind of moving. So it became really hard. So I then started to get into network marketing. Didn't really do that great in it. Loved the personal development side of it, which was then what brought me into my coaching side. So I did my life coaching diploma, started coaching people. I started off as a social media content strategist, actually, because I love writing, I love content creation, all of that. And I love how the brain works with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
It's really like, I love the psychology behind it, like what makes people want to buy things and the words. So that's how I started my coaching business. Then I went through my spiritual awakening, which was fun. And then I was like, said to my coach, I am not aligned with anything I'm doing because I realized that I'm like this massively spiritual person. And I think I'd always been that kind of spiritual person anyway, but this was just like hit me in the face. And I was like, I need to help people that are going through this. So I then went down to the spiritual empowerment coach. But there was always this resistance within me, and it took me like through doing a whole lot of like shadow work, which is what I used to teach my clients when I had them, is like finding what makes you excited, what you love to do, what brings you joy, And I was like, I'm teaching all these people and they're having great results, but like, why am I finding so much resistance in what I'm doing? And it was purely because I enjoyed the background stuff. I enjoy creating the funnels, the workbooks, the organization. But when it came to the actual coaching, although I was good at it, there was just this, like, it just didn't make my soul sing. And I was like, what is going on? So I had to take some time out. And that's when I was like, you just need to go back to being an assistant. You need to help people in a different way. You need to organize people like you were doing before. That's what you're good at. So that's what I did. So instead of becoming a coach, like most people want to be that I speak to who are assistants, I just did a flip and completely reversed it back to kind of what I was doing to start with.
Which I think is super important and something that a lot of people maybe don't do. I just love to know, how long was that like discovery period from starting as a strategist to going to a coach to going back to an assistant?
It was probably about, I think I was coaching for about 3 years on and off. I did take a 6-month gap to homeschool my stepson who lives with us. So it was about, yeah, probably about 2.5 years that I was kind of doing all that.
And I think that's really important to highlight, because I think like, even when you don't think of it like the route that you went, like where you start as a virtual assistant, like it takes time to discover what you actually to do as you start to become confident in your skill set and really like learn and understand the processes that you have to take. Cause like, I remember when I started out, it took a lot. I did a lot of learning, cause I was like, I need to know inside and out all these things, because then I'll be calm. Cause I have that kind of complex. And
I identify with that.
Yes. I'm sure you do. So like for me, it was like, oh, okay, like I'm only going to focus on learning. And I wasn't really thinking like, oh, but do I like doing this? So I was learning stuff that I knew that I could sell and I knew that I could be good at if I wanted to be, but I wasn't really listening. Okay. Like, does this light me up? Does this excite me? Am I just going through the motions? Cause I know, or can expect my desired outcome kind of thing. Right. So it's definitely a trial and error period. And I think it's really, I really love what you said. Like a lot of people that start as a virtual assistant do want to go into coaching. And that's totally awesome. And also like, I'm a huge like advocate for this, because you can become a virtual assistant and then you can learn how to do everything and get paid to do it while you're doing it, you know? And then after a few years, go out and like do everything on your own, then you don't have that startup cost anymore or as big a one. So, it's interesting. I love it. I love, and I'm super into this story. What type of work do you do now? Cause you said you have an assistant, so.
Yeah. So because I was a coach, I built up a big network of female coaches, and, you know, have like quite good connections with them, which I'm super thankful for. So when I made this decision to become a virtual assistant, I was like, okay, well, we'll give it a go, see what happens. I think it was because I was so used to like the struggle of constantly trying to get clients, constantly trying to like, beat against that resistance, but I was like, okay, we'll see what happens. So I kind of put like some adverts out there, some content, like try and get some clients in. And then because everyone realized like, well, hang on, she knows what goes on behind the background. She has been a coach. She gets it. She gets the business. And I was always like, I love the coaching industry. So I wanted to work with female coaches because they are inspiring and I love that. So I was like, I'm going to pick working with female coaches. So I started to like do the stuff that I knew how to do, like the strategies and how you get clients and everything, but just for this business instead. And before I knew it, like the hours were coming in like really thick and fast. And I was like, okay, so this is working. So within my first month, I actually then had to reach out and get associates, which I wasn't like, I didn't have any idea, like, I just thought, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I was like, well, hang on a minute. What happens when my hours run out? So then I had to like really quickly get my business brain in gear and was like, well, you need to then get other people to help you. So I've got to the stage where I have associates now. So I have like people who are skilled in areas that I'm maybe not so skilled in. So that when someone comes to me, they've got a whole load of resources that, you know, they can use. So that's really cool. And my assistant is, she's more of like a relationship manager is what I call her.
Like a community manager?
A relationship manager.
Ooh, relationship manager.
Yeah. So what she does for me is she actually like reaches out to my clients every like Friday and says like, this is how many hours you've used, what's happening, you know, are you happy with everything? Because I get so caught up in the tasks and like managing everything else that I kind of like always forget like it's Friday.
Yeah.
And we need to sort out what's happening Monday. So she just keeps me super organized with things like that.
That's cool.
And she's really helpful, and she loves like writing content as well. And she actually lives locally to me, which is even more
handy. Cooler, yeah.
So it's really good. Yeah, so it works quite well.
That's awesome. I love that. And I think it's really important that you've built the business like you have, just because I'm going to translate for everyone in North America. She means subcontractors when she says associates.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
That's what you mean? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I always forget those, like,
yeah. Someone just said this maybe like 2 weeks to me, and I was just like, what? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, what are you? Is someone in my coaching program, so I run a coaching program, and someone like as my student is like, oh, I'm getting associates. And I was like, I don't know what you mean. Like, I don't know.
See, when we say subcontractors over here, and I know this from like when I worked in insurance, a subcontractor for us is like when a building firm hires in plumbers. So that's
that makes sense.
Subcontractors,
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, we would say contractor. So like same thing. Like it's just like, yeah, it's funny. I just like, I feel like most people know, but I just like to be that translator.
You never know, do you?
Yeah, you know.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. But that's awesome. And how long have you been, how long have you molded your business to be with like an assistant and like a few associates?
So I only made the transition like officially in August this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So like 2 months.
Yeah. So it's happened really quickly. Really quickly. And I don't think, like, to start with, I was quite prepared for, but then it kind of makes sense now I think about it, like the connections I'd built, it makes sense that they would be like, oh, okay, she knows what's going on.
Absolutely. So I would love to go back a second. I realized I meant to ask you this question first, but I got ahead of myself. You started to do all the like get client processes that you learned while a coach. What, like, can you share a little bit about like what you did? So maybe other virtual assistants and online service providers get some helpful hints.
So I came to the conclusion, like, for me and my ideal client is, I think the whole ideal client process can sometimes be like too complicated.
Absolutely.
So when I only use Instagram really to get my clients. I've stopped kind of using Facebook quite so much because I think they get a bit irritated with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they then irritate us in response to it. So I find like for me, I mean, my client is quite easy. It's a female coach. So on Instagram, there's like millions of them.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Millions of them. So a technique I've used is like just finding who your ideal client would follow. Like, for example, you know, if I wanted to go get a spiritual empowerment coach like I was, I would probably look at Gabby Bernstein, and then kind of look at who follows her, because they probably are in the same position as me. They're like, oh, she's inspiring. She'll help me with my business. She'll help me with my spirituality. And then you can just go through and see who like connects with your vibe, and then just, you know, reach out to them. And I used to be so scared of like saying to people like, hi, really love your profile, I'm a virtual assistant, how are you, you know, that kind of thing. Used to terrify me. I used to think it was really icky. But if you use the platforms for what they were actually designed for, which is connection, and, you know, being not quite, I suppose, how am I trying to put this, like friendly rather than in your face
yeah
about it, like really abrasive, because that I think you can always tell the difference, especially if you've been in it for a while, the copy and paste messages.
Oh, can't even begin with you right now.
No. Yeah. But if you're like authentic about it and you're just like, you know, I found something that you said really inspiring, it proves that you've actually been reading their stuff and you know who they are and what they do. Which in return, if they then said to me like, oh yeah, let's arrange a call, if I got on that call and didn't have a clue what they actually did, but I'd sent them this spammy message, they'd be like, well, you said you liked my stuff, so you clearly haven't read my stuff. That wouldn't go down very well. So it just takes like 10 minutes of research just to go through like their posts, read a bit of their content, find out what they're doing, and then just reach out to them and be like, well, hey, you know, I see that you're doing this, this and this, how's it all going? And just start a normal human conversation with them. And I just find that works really well for me.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I was, and I still kind of am in that boat where you were, where you're like, it's kind of gross to be like, hey, I'm like, and just like copy and paste, or even just to like start a convo. Like sometimes I'm like, oh God, like, I don't know. Yeah. So for me to get over that was like, you know, screw this. I'm just going to give value, because most of the people that are going to hire virtual assistants anyway, like they don't want to do the work. They don't want to actually write the content or set up the funnel or email that email. They want someone else to do it. Right. Yeah. Like, so like for me, I always was like, I would give value or give advice when I went, cause it like helped. It didn't make me feel as like icky, slicky, icky, slimy, gross kind of thing, you know? Cause like, I got to work on my mindset when it comes to sales, but it's just something that like worked for me as well. And I love what you're doing, like a real conversation. Yeah. Use social media for social media.
I think one thing I always learn as a coach, and when my coach pointed this out to me, that when I was going through my coaching business, a woman reached out to me to help her with, I was doing kind of copy, this is when I was doing the social media strategy, mm-hmm. so copying content, and she was like, I need your help. And this is someone that I'd been following and admired for like a couple of years, and I was like, I said to my coach, I was like, I can't believe she wants to work with me. And my coach was like, whoa, 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 what language did you just use? And I was like, what? I was like, what did I say? She was like, you can't believe she wants to work with you. And what I hadn't realized that, because I'd admire this person for so long, I hadn't realized that I'd kind of got to the same level mm-hmm. as what she had, because I was kind of, I suppose, in hustle mode and like building and building and building. And she'd obviously seen my journey without like me noticing. I was like, hey, she's really serious. She's doing this. I really like what she's doing. And she was like, of course I need her. Like, once you get your head around that everyone needs you for a purpose, it's all service. The kind of fear about who this person is. I mean, some of my clients now are like massive coaches. I've got a client who I've followed for about 6 years. And, you know, she was like, hey, can you help me? And I was like, oh my God, yes, of course. So the kind of people see this journey, and we're all people, we all need help. And it's just, you know, getting the right person that connects with you and you connect with them, and you're all on the same vibe so that you can work together. We're all just people. And I think once you get that around in your head, I suppose, it makes it a lot less like pressure. I think there's so much pressure. And I don't know whether it's like a money mindset thing sometimes as well, where you're like, I need to get this sale. So you like then put even extra pressure on you.
Yeah.
I think that can happen sometimes. But I mean, we're all just people. We're all out there trying to do our thing. And they probably do it to people as well. Like, hey, I'm a coach. Do you need some help with something? So they know how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're in the market. Like it's not like this crazy new thing. They're like, yeah, okay. They're going through the motions.
Can you imagine being the first person that sent a network marketing message?
Seriously, no.
It'd be like, who is this person?
Oh my gosh. I get them so much, and I have such a hard time with them because a lot of them are MLM.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I understand. I'm just like, please, I don't know why I think you think I'm a good candidate. Like, you know, I don't know. But I get it. Like I it's all about, like, I don't want to use hustle because that's like not really the word that I should be using, but I can't think of like a better one. But it's, I guess, like commitment to actually growing your business, because it is a level of fear too. I've got a lot of mindset work I need to do around that though, but I know that. So
I think we all have in some areas.
True. Yeah.
I think you'll always be learning. I think especially if you're an entrepreneur or got the entrepreneurial gene, I think we're completely programmed differently to normal people.
Yeah. I'm
normal, like, you know, the 9-to-5 corporate side. There's a very big gap, isn't there?
There is.
And
yeah.
I think we are the kind of people that are like, and I know for me, like one of my biggest motivators is the expert. So if I need to know something, I will learn it and learn it and learn it until I know like everything about it. Yeah. It's like an obsession.
Yeah, but I hear that.
I think that's what we all do in this kind of industry where we're, you know, having to learn things because we haven't got, you know, the money to spend, you know, on something, outsourcing something else. I mean, outsourcing obviously is brilliant because we're virtual assistants. That's what we're here for. But sometimes you have to learn certain things yourself because you're starting a business. You don't have that, you know, extra money to then do something. So I've learned when I was coaching, I didn't have money to outsource because I was constantly fighting that resistance. So I wasn't getting like, you know, the 5K months or 10K months because that's where I was like, well, what's going wrong? Like, it's so easy for everyone else. Like, is it me? And that's how I kind of got to that stage where I was working everything out. But there is a lot of, I'm trying to think what I was actually saying.
The, oh my God, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I get so caught up in like passionate about what I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah. What was she saying?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
But what I'm trying to say is like, you know, we are a different breed and you've got to learn things, do things for yourself sometimes and fight the resistance and constantly be learning. And we probably will be learning till the day we die because we are that kind of person.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with like the internet, like it's amazing how much intellect we have at our fingertips.
Oh yeah, we are completely spoiled. I was having this discussion with my assistant today, actually, because I reached out to her and I said, can you do this? And she was like, I've not done it before, but if you show me, I can do it. And I was like, oh, I've not done it before either. I was hoping you've done it. And I was like, don't worry, there'll be a tutorial somewhere.
It's so true.
I'll just figure it out.
Yeah. I was in one of the ClickFunnels trainings that they do.
Yeah.
And one of the people comes on, he goes, I learned everything on YouTube. He's like, YouTube University. And I was just like, it's so true. Like, it is a university, especially in 2000 and... I'm like, what's the year? 19. Like, it's just like, it's amazing. It's amazing. And like, granted, there's a lot of stuff on there that's like not current, but a lot of it is like really awesome. That's the only thing about like tech stuff. It's like they change the interface all the time. And you're like, well, like the ownership settings were here, but now they're like hidden in like, it's me a lot. Tech.
Oh yeah. Like one of my biggest passions is Pinterest.
Okay.
So that is something that I've which goes back to the whole strategy thing. Like, I love Pinterest and I had a personal thing on there and like a personal account, and then I flipped it and I was like, well, hang on, I can totally utilize this for business. And when you get your head around how to use that for business, like, I am obsessed with it, and I do a lot of Pinterest work for my clients as well. And learning on there, you can get tutorials for everything, you can get checklists for everything, you can get absolutely anything and everything that you could ever desire on something like that. Same with YouTube.
Yeah, thank you, YouTube. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, a lot of the best thing about that stuff, like all the software that's made specifically for it, like Tailwind, like how much they produce a lot of content just on Pinterest that itself, right? Like, it's it's such an awesome tool, the internet. Yeah.
Really is.
We're just praising the internet right now. Thank you.
Hail the internet.
Yeah, I call it the Google gods. I always like say, I'm like, I'm gonna go like deal with the Google gods, and they're all my friends are like, what? And I'm like,
but it also has a downside, doesn't it? Because I think you then become a bit lazy on some things. Like, I noticed because I've got like a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I just think, like, how they, even like some of the teachers, I don't know if it's the same way you are, but some of the teachers in our country, it seems that they're very like becoming a bit lazier.
And I think just stuff. Us as humans are becoming lazier, to be honest.
I think so. Like, I always think, like, this statistic I used to know about how quick it took for us to gauge interest on a like social media thing when we were scrolling, it's now something ridiculous, like 0.007 seconds to actually gauge someone's interest, where before where I learned it, it was like you had like 7 seconds. So that was only a couple of years ago.
I
got that quick.
I think it's hilarious because I was actually, am incorporating this exact statistic, and I heard one before that. I think this was like back in the day, like this was from like maybe 2011 or something. It used to be 30 seconds. Could you imagine if you had 30 seconds to wow one right now? I can make people give me hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, yeah. I feel like.
They could be handed over their children, their houses.
Yeah, exactly. Like all ownership to me for 30 seconds. It would be amazing.
Yes. No one would dare like look at it for that long now, would they?
If they didn't know, like if they got hooked, yeah. But like if they didn't know, they'd be like, they would like, exactly. Like I probably give, yeah, a second. It's probably less than that.
Yeah.
My attention span's like pretty bad though.
Yeah. And I think it depends as well on platforms that you use. Like Instagram, like if you've got a decent picture, then I'll click and I'll look.
Yeah.
Because that's how it's designed anyway, isn't it? It's not completely about the content, it's about the pictures, because that's how it was designed and set up to start with.
Yeah, but exactly, yeah.
I think you have to know, because everything is so visual, the image is so much more important than what's the backup, but obviously the writing behind it is how you then make that conversion into a sale or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting.
I can't wait. Psychology behind it.
I know. I love it too. I love the psychology behind marketing. Like that's a lot what I talk about in my course and stuff. So it's just like the best. I love it. I think it's so nerdy, but I'm like, but it's true. And it's like based in science. It's not just like the hot marketing technique, right? Like it's long term. So that's why I love it so much.
Yeah. Same. I love things like that.
So I would love to know, since you're new into the virtual assistant space, well, like not new, but you have a lot of experience, like I always say, quote unquote, in the real world, but you have a lot of like PA experience and administration experience. Was there, or has there been like many struggles that you've experienced? Maybe not so much focusing on like the actual transition, because I'm sure that in itself is like hard, but just as like a virtual assistant, like have you experienced anything that has, you're like, oh, I wish I navigated that better?
It's a really good question, actually. I think I've been quite lucky in the fact that I've got really good clients. Like none of them have been like horrendous or, you know, wanting things like on demand. Mine are all quite, I suppose, because they're all spiritual. They're quite chilled. For me, that maybe because I'm a doer, I'm a problem solver. So if I don't hear from a client, I do tend to get a bit panicky.
Oh, yeah,
not so much that they've like disappeared off the face of the earth, or like, you know, they've gone somewhere else or whatever. It's more like I'm fully aware that they're paying me to do a job and that I have hours, and like because I'm an organizer, I'm very time orientated as well, and I like to get things done. So I maybe like, this is why I got a relationship manager as well, before I went down like a total loop of becoming like a crazy person, because I know that I'd be like, is there anything you want me to do? Like, you know, you're paying me, give me some stuff to do sometimes. But they're all quite chilled. And I think that's what I've had to learn. Like not everyone works on my time scale.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a hard time with that too, because I'm very similar to you. I'm like, why aren't they getting back to me? And my actual number, like my, I only have one client, and she just replies back whenever she thinks I'm being like ridiculous. That's all she says to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it though. I'm like, okay, I'm being neurotic. I get it.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I am. Like, I think it's because my coach said this as well. Luckily, my coach mentors like 200 virtual assistants, and she's a VA herself. So she totally gets it. And because she deals with, like, I don't know if you've heard like motivational maps before.
I haven't.
It's basically a tool that you use a little bit like human design and the kind of personality things, but this one's more in depth because it works on like your strengths and your weaknesses. Okay. And like for me, I'm a creative, like spiritual person who loves to be the expert in things. So I am very like, give me a task, I'll do it. But I forget sometimes like other people are busy. I'm so wrapped up in my own bubble that I'm like, well, why haven't they got back to me? Like, I'm waiting for this. Like, you know, hello, I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to kind of let that go because obviously they're busy as well. They're running a business as well. My poor website lady, she just like, I don't know how she copes with me, to be honest. She has got to the point where she's like, and then what are you going to change? And I'm like, you know me so well. But it's because I'm constantly in my brain, like creating stuff, building stuff, wanting to change things, do things better. So I'm constantly on the go. I'd hate to be like, I think people would hate to be in my brain for like just 5 minutes. Because it is very like manic, but on the outside I'm very like calm, relaxed, and just get it all done.
Which is an art. I feel like I understand exactly what you're talking about. And I very often say, like, if you could only be inside this brain for like 10 minutes, you can see what I'm dealing with on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my husband finds it very strange because he is a military man. So he's like completely different to me. And he's sometimes like, why are you doing it that way? I'm like, because it's the way I do it. If you do it this way, I'm like, shush, no. I'm doing it my way.
That's so funny. It's like yin and yang, you know?
Yeah.
It's
complimentary. There's gotta be balance, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been so wonderful chatting with you, Michelle.
Yeah, you
it's
too.
Been great to hear about all of the fun things that you've been up to. I still believe it's only been like 2 months. I feel like I might have seen, I was thinking this when you were explaining it. I was like, have I seen like one of her like I need clients post? And that's how I like, because I reached out to you, I'm pretty sure. I think so. Maybe not.
Yeah. I can't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I reached out to you and I'm wondering, because it was roughly 2 months ago. And I'm like wondering if it was like when you first started, I was like, damn, she is good at her job. Or like in the marketing part. I was like, hooked me.
It's good to know that I grabbed attention.
Yeah, exactly. you in that 0.7 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? There you go. But it was so great chatting with you and sharing your experience. You're welcome. I would love for you to share where the audience can find you online.
So I am, you can mainly find me on Instagram. That's where I kind of mainly hang out. And it's soul_centered_solutions. I like to make
soul-centered solutions. I mean, I'll put the link up into the episode notes. I forgot this word. What is it? Speaker notes. That's what it's called. I forgot this word last time.
Yeah.
And so you guys can access all of that. But Michelle, I always get our expert to leave the audience with some words of wisdom for everyone out there listening to this. That's either beginning a business or have been building a business for a while or listening to this because they like the sound of our voices, and what those words of wisdom would be. So I'll let you take it away.
Okay, I feel the pressure come on now. So I think that if I could share anything through what I've learned is like not to beat yourself up. I used to beat myself up so much, like, why am I not making money? Why am I not getting a client? Why is this so hard? Like, there's a lot that goes on. Business is hard. Like, I think there was some statistic I heard the other day about how many people like fail within the first couple of years just because the pressure is a lot sometimes. But if you're making consistent steps to move forward every single day, even if it is just reaching out to like 10 people, that's still 10 people that you're connecting with, making steps to move forward. So don't put so much pressure on yourself. If you're doing something that you love, something you're passionate about, something that you really get excited to get out of bed in the morning and do, it's right for you. And the universe sees that. You can tell I'm a spiritual person because I talk about the universe seeing everything. But it's all like energy. You're putting out your energy. The universe sees it. You know, it's going to give you the energy that you want back. So just don't get caught up in like comparing yourself to other people, because sometimes there is a lot of BS that these people are then projecting on social media. We probably all know this, like the Instagram lifestyle. But you know, you are your own person. So you have your own journey to go down, your own steps to success. You know, you have to just stop beating yourself up and just do the daily things that you want to do. If you love what you do, it's all going to work out. So just take daily action and don't stress about it.